Illumination. 30-minute daily affirmation. Illumination. 30-minute daily affirmation. We sometimes say we would like to lose weight. And to lose the weight, we have to walk for miles. We have to exercise. We have to eat less food. We have to eat more proper foods for our bodies so that we will put on the proper amount of weight. Oh, there's all sorts of things that we must do if we want to. We want to learn how to sing. So we go to a school, and they teach us how to sing. And they can. They teach us how to use our diaphragm. They teach us how to sing from the very depth of our heart and soul and body. And as we do this, we sing beautifully, wonderfully, competently, and we sing with all the joy in our heart. And on with all the other possibilities. We want a job, so we learn how to do the job. We want to go to school, we learn how to go to school, college, high school, grade school, no matter what level. So, thinking about illumination, and with illumination, taking just 30 minutes a day to work on it doesn't really seem to be too long. Are you willing, are you ready to make an affirmation for 30 minutes a day where you say to yourself, I like me? Where you say to yourself, I am absolute, I am infinite, I am unlimited, I am the allness. Whatever you want to say to yourself. What sort of affirmation do you have in your life? Do you want to be whole and perfect? Do you want to be rich? Do you want to be happy under all circumstances? Do you want to live your life in a magnificent, marvelous way? Do you want to do all the things that are important to you to do? Do you want to do those things because they are what make your life go round? Do you want to do those things? Well, if you want to do those things, it means that you prepare yourself by doing that which is necessary. Now, 30 minutes a day, an hour a day, 12 hours a day, 24 hours a day, it doesn't make much difference how long the time is. Do you have meaningful, effectual time that you give to your affirmation? Do you have time that you speak in your affirmation that you really go to work on the dreams of your heart? Do you really speak your word by saying, I am whole and perfect now? I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body right now. I am wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. I am ideal wholeness. Do you say that? Do you say that with conviction in your heart? Do you say that with conviction in your beingness? Now, I know how to play poker. Okay. So, you go into your friends, and your friends say, oh, you want to learn how to play poker? Oh, yes, indeed I do. And so, they say, are you ready to learn how to play poker? Oh, yes. Okay, here are the rules. And they give you the rules. And you say, hey, there's a lot of things to remember. Well, just go at it one at a time. You'll see that they all fit into place. And after a while, you'll be able to say, I know how to play poker because I have learned the rules. Any type of meditation is necessary to learn the rules of that meditation. I say, I am ideal wholeness. Now, the rules that are in that game are if you say, I am ideal wholeness, and then you feel a hurt and you say, oh, ouch, ow, oh, and you don't know how to play poker, and you don't say, ouch, oh, as you're learning. You just say, ah, yes, that's how you do it, yes. In speaking about wholeness, I am ideal wholeness, you don't think about the wholeness that you want to express more beautifully, more perfectly, more wonderfully in your being, you just think of who and what you are. You think of who and what you really are and what is really important to you and what's going to make your world the most fantastic world in the world, the most fantastic life in the world. So you join your friends to learn how to play poker, and they say, these are the rules. And you say, okay. You don't say, I don't want to play by those rules. I have a set of my own rules. I learned these from somebody else. Well, then you go play with them. If you're going to play poker with us, you're going to play by the rules that we play by, because that way we all have a chance to play the game harmoniously and have fun with it. Well, all right. You agree to play the game the way it's said. Now, affirmation means I am affirming the truth about me. I am affirming that which is my divine reality. I am affirming my original purity and integrity. I am affirming me to me. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm wonderful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm marvelous. I'm perfect. I am beautiful. I am ideal wholeness. Okay. Any little problem come along, which is probably the reason that you're affirming I'm wholeness, any little problem comes along and says, hey, listen to me. Hey, I got a hurt here. I got this. I need an aspirin. I need this. I need that. Hey. And when you're learning poker and ideas come up that say you don't know those rules of the game, you don't know them, and you say, just a minute, I'm learning them. If I think about the rules that are not effective for me, that are not what I want, then I'm empowering those, and I will not do that. I will only empower the rules that say, I know how to play poker. I know how to have affirmations that say, I am whole and perfect. I am ideal wholeness, and I know how to bring that out. So, I am giving myself 30 minutes every day to work on one affirmation, not a bunch of them, just one affirmation. And it doesn't matter what that affirmation may be. And the affirmation I'm working on right now is, I am ideal wholeness. I'm not sick. I don't have problems. I have no more of this than anybody else, or I have no more of that than anybody else. But hey, I am putting a cause in motion that I'm living in my ideal, fantastic, glorious body. I'm living in my reality. I'm living in who I really am. I'm living in that which I am. I'm living in me. And I'm saying, I am ideal wholeness. Now, we've said this often. When children say 2 times 2 is 4, they have absolutely no idea what 2 times 2 and 4 are and equals. That's the craziest thing in the world. But they say it because this is what they're told to do. And they say it, 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 and they say it. Now, perhaps they're given a little bit of an idea how to say it. They're given a little bit of an idea how to say 2 times 2 equals 4. So you take 2 apples here and 2 apples there, and 2 times 2, so you have 2 and 2. 2 times 9, you don't have 2 apples, you have 9 apples, and you have those 9 apples twice 2. Or you take 9 and you take 2 apples, and you take 2 apples 9 times, and then it's 18 apples. Now, you see, you're not figuring out all the ramifications of mathematics and multiplication. You're just speaking principle. You're speaking principle and letting it come into your consciousness until all of a sudden one day you say, oh, 2 nines are 18. You know, you don't even think about it. 3 times 7 is 21. You go on to those things. 2 plus 7, that's 9. You see, you don't even think about it. You don't even worry about it because you have made it part of your life, part of your way of thinking, part of your action. When you say, I am ideal wholeness, and you say it so that it's part of your world, part of your life, part of your beingness, you take this 30 minutes for affirmation every day and really apply yourself to an affirmation, one. And make that affirmation be comfortable in you. Make that affirmation be part of your thinking, part of your life, part of your dream and desire and goal for yourself. Be an absolute philosopher. That's what they do. The absolute philosopher doesn't think about everything. The absolute philosopher takes one thought, and make sure that he knows exactly what that thought means, how that thought is carried out, how that thought is dreamed, how that thought is lived, and how that thought is. And when he does that, all his life becomes something very significant, something very wonderful, something very meaningful. Now, you have that same privilege of making every thought you think your reality. Say, I am ideal wholeness, and let ideal wholeness be yours. Let it be something that talks to you and says, yes, that is good. Yes, that is right. Yes, that is beautiful. And let it flow into your heart. Let it flow into your mind. Let it flow into your being so that it is your nature to say, I am ideal wholeness. And you look around you and you look at everyone and you see them ideal wholeness too. You look at everyone in your family and you see them ideal wholeness because this is what you are. You look at your pet and you see your pet or your pet's ideal wholeness. You look at your car and you see your car ideal wholeness. Hey, how about that? You look at your house and you see it ideal wholeness. It needed a few repairs, but now you're looking at it as ideal wholeness, and lo and behold, those things are done, and your house is ideal wholeness. Your body is ideal wholeness. Your life is ideal wholeness. You have put the cause in motion, and you have gained the experience. Are you ready to have this be your reality? Try affirmation 30 minutes daily. Take one affirmative thought, one beautiful thought, and let it be yours. Claim it, name it, and enjoy it. And as you do this, you'll say, wow, it's so simple. It works. It works. It works. Enjoy now. I love you.